We're talking to you today with the Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, USDA releasing their latest cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon. I know that everybody is watching that placement number especially. Tell us about the report.
Well, I tell you, this April report that came out is probably the best anticipated report that I've seen in many months. All of the numbers were basically dead on with expectations, nothing, you know, out of the range. So, as a summary, placements in the month of March were down as expected. They came in at 91% of last year's levels. Marketings came in at 96% of last year's levels. Again, just spot on with the expectations. And that gives us an on-feed total for April 1st. Of 107% of last year. That would be down from a month ago at 109%.
With the placement numbers coming in under a year ago, that's a change, isn't it?
It is a change. You know, we've had several months now of very strong placements. Part of that is just a reflection of the fact that we have more cattle now. We're still in expansion mode and growing cattle numbers. But, of course, it's been aggravated since late last fall, with the drought conditions in the southern plains. Cattle that normally would have stayed out in the country through the winter wound up in the feedlot sooner. And so, to some extent, placements are down simply because those cattle are already in the feedlot. And, we've changed the timing of them a little bit. But, obviously, that doesn't change the total numbers. It just kind of moves them around during the year.
As we have obviously moved cattle forward quite a bit, how do you anticipate now that we seemingly have kind of come to the end of that restructuring of cattle going into the feedlots? How are they going to come out? Are they going to be bunched up at some point?
Well, we do have a little bit of concern here, really, in this next quarter as we go through the rest of April and May and June, the second quarter. That's always the seasonal peak. May and into June is the seasonal peak in cattle slaughter, so marketings out of feedlots are seasonally high at that time of the year. And when you look back at, say, last November, we placed a lot of very lightweight cattle, again, that would have, most of them would have grazed wheat through the winter. They're going to take longer to finish, but they went in early, and so they're scheduled to kind of come out during that time frame. And then since then, we've placed more normal kind of feeder cattle that were heavier when placed, and they're going to come out kind of in that same time frame. So we have some concerns about maybe a little bit of bunching. Winter weather wasn't really that bad this year, so it didn't spread out those cattle maybe as much as we might have expected going into the winter. So if we have some concerns, it would be in that May-June time period. I'm not overly concerned. I don't think I'm as concerned as some other analysts are, but certainly we're watching it a little bit. There's a little potential. Now, right now, we've got a good, strong cash market relative to futures, and that's an incentive for feedlots to go ahead and pull these cattle sooner, market them sooner, and maybe begin to eat into the front end of those bigger supplies and move them on out a little quicker. So we just kind of have to wait and see how it plays out.
Obviously, this last year, one of the great things that went on with the market was the extreme currentness. We really were aggressive in pulling cattle forward. Can we somehow, at least to some extent, duplicate that this year?
Well, I think we can, although I do have, in fact, my bigger concerns may be related to that just in terms of carcass weights. Carcass weights have been declining seasonally here lately, generally speaking, but we're already well above year-ago levels. And, of course, last year they were down sharply. We knew we wouldn't maintain that, but the question is sort of how much do they come back up this year as we work through the year and then put it together on an annual basis. And so I'm a little concerned that we have slowed down marketings in that marketing's pace a little bit here in the early part of the year. You know, the year-to-date slaughter numbers have us with steer slaughter actually down slightly from a year ago, and yet there's more steers in the feedlot. In fact, this quarterly report confirms that. So I do have some concerns about that timeliness. That could be a problem for us as we go through the year.
Takeaway as far as what this is going to do to market dynamics, whether you're talking about the feedlots or back up toward the yearlings and the calves.
Well, again, I think the die is sort of cast here for the rest of the second quarter. Those cattle have been in placed, and so we're going to have those concerns maybe about them being a little bunched up. If you look at this report, for example, the weight breakdowns would suggest the biggest hole in those placements was actually right in the middle of the feeder cattle weight range, sort of the typical feeder cattle placement weight of 700 to 800 pounds was actually the biggest decrease. So, again, that's going to have some implications for later, late in the summer, when those cattle would normally be coming out. And so we've got some different dynamics at play here, but I think, the biggest concern, again, is going to be this May-June period.
Thank you, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.